human rights, including the adoption in 2019 of a law on ratification of the Convention on Reduction of Cases of Statelessness and the new law on preventing corruption and conflicts of interest, increasing funds allocated to the Ombudsman's Office, who, moreover, has been promoted, who is now acts as the national organ for torture prevention. However, Togo encourages North Macedonia to ensure that the National Human Rights Institution has sufficient financial and human resources to discharge it. Finally, my delegation, in a spirit of constructive dialogue, makes the following recommendations. One, ratify the International Convention on the Protection of the Rights of All Migrant Workers and Members of Their Family. Two, envisage ratification of the International Convention on the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance. Three, accelerate the process towards ratifying the optional protocol to the Convention on the Rights of the Child, establishing a procedure for presentation of communications signed in 2012. Togo wishes North Macedonia a successful review. Thank you.
Thank you. I now give the floor back to the delegation to address observations and comments that have been